And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. All district awards are released today for the Class 4A District 1 Fast Pitch Softball, and the Elk City Elkettes were well represented. Sophomore Aubrey Pogue named the All-District Pitcher of the Year. Junior Ella Satilli earned the district's Defensive Player of the Year award. Senior Brianna Butler was the All-District First Baseman. Senior Madison Holliday was an All-District Outfielder. And then Lou Wyatt, Blakely Ball, and Emily Lawrence were all honored with All-District Honorable Mention. Texas Rangers went into Houston and took the first two games of the American League Championship Series last night. Texas scored four runs in the first of yesterday's game two, held on to win 5-4. Nathan Eovaldi got the win on the hill for Texas, going six innings, surrendering three runs while scattering five hits. He struck out nine with one walk. Eovaldi wiggled off the hook in the fifth, loaded the bases with nobody out, but then struck out Diaz, Altuve, and coaxed Alex Bregman into a ground out to third to end the inning. Yordan Alvarez went deep twice for Houston in a losing effort. Rangers won their first seven playoff games so far this postseason. That's one shy of the all-time record set by the 2014 Kansas City Royals. The scene will now shift up I-45 to Arlington for the middle three games of the series. Rangers are sending Max Scherzer to the hill in Game 3. Philadelphia's Phillies continued to dominate the playoffs at home. Philly jumped out to a 5-0 lead in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series last night against Arizona, then held on to win 5-3. Nick Castellanos continued his hot streak with another home run. Bryce Harper went deep. Zach Wheeler improved to 2-0 this postseason after a six-inning outing with two runs on three hits. He struck out eight. Phillies have now won 10 straight home playoff games. That passes the 2004 and 05 Cardinals for the longest playoff win streak against teams from their own league. Game 2 tonight in Philly. The Oklahoma City Thunder made a trade to clear some roster space ahead of the upcoming start of the NBA season. OKC's trading Victor Oladipo and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl to Houston for Kevin Porter Jr. and a pair of second-round picks. Thunder immediately released Porter Jr. and now need to send one more player packing before the start of the season, which is next Wednesday in Chicago. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.